political vision that was issued yesterday, in my view, is a very important step in the 20 years history of the RSF. They started in 2003 as a group of militias, and then they were consolidated in 2007 as Janjaweed, and then in 2013 they were reorganized and put under one group and called the Border Guards, and then in 2013 they were again restructured, and in 2017 the law was passed. That was a major step as them, which made them, with the law, made them a separate independent military unit, almost of equal status to the army. And so this step of the political vision yesterday is really, in my view, transformation from a militia or a paramilitary group into a political group. It talks about Sudan, title is Sudan Reborn, and then the subtitle is a vision for a new state. So it's no longer a militia, it's no longer a paramilitary group, it is now a political group that has a broad vision, and there's a vision for a new Sudan. And this is reminds me of the SPLA, the Sudanese People Liberation Army, led by the late George Gyongarang. The program is more or less is quite similar to that program. It's a new Sudan of equality between the different groups, ethnic, religious, with the governance structure and with a clear division of wealth and power. So I see it. I see this document really as an attempt to transform RSF from a paramilitary group or militia into a political group.
And of course, you have a close knowledge of this organization, and you've authored a book on its origins, expansion, and the path to the current war. But in many ways, the statement from yesterday, it reads like a counter proposal to what the army made. We remember 2 weeks ago, the army had its own proposal, which was announced by Malik Agar, the deputy chairman of Sudan Sovereign Council. How do you compare the two?
Now, it's a huge competition between the two groups to allure civilians. So the statement put together by Malik Agar was talking about the same issues, to a large extent, the same issues that are now handled in the vision for a new state by the RSF. The irony of this matter is that this vision was really the vision put together by the revolutionaries since December 2018, which was brutally suppressed by the RSF and SAF. So now they are, each of them is trying to adopt that vision with slight differences. I see the main differences, the main two differences between the RSF vision and the government of Sudan, or the army's vision, as initiated by Malik Agar, is that Malik Agar's vision is made it very clear that it's inclusive. Everybody is there, including the National Congress Party, the Islamist group that governed Sudan for 30 years. Whereas RSF vision is clearly made it very clearly that the National Congress Party, the Islamist, will not be included in any future dialogue. The other important element or difference between the two is paragraph 8 of the RSF paper, the laying down the general principles. They are talking about building a new Sudanese army from existing multiple forces, and which means for them that those multiple forces are the Sudanese armed forces, the RSF, the armed movements. So all of them are equal, and they should all be outsiders, and a new army built from them. And this is, of course, a major point for the SAF. They are not going to accept. They talk about merger of those groups into the SAF. Here, I'm talking about merger. The word merger is never used in the RSF paper. They talk about new Sudanese army, and they mention the word new Sudanese army about four times in this very short.
It seems the RSF's vision is more radical, like restructuring, rebuilding, not merging.
I agree. It's more radical than the other one, but both of them are really based on the manifesto issued by the SPLA by late Dr. John Garang. But I agree with you. This is more radical. It's more than the SAF. And as I said, the reason is each of them is trying to allure the civilian population.